is Lotus Abrams, and I'm speaking with Susan Megan, co-founder, trainer, and speaker at WizBang Training, based in Grand Haven, Michigan. WizBang Training specializes in training independent retail store owners on how to run a successful business. Today, Susan will be talking to us about how to prepare a retail business for the holiday shopping season. Hi, Susan. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Lotus. Glad to be with you.
If you could start by just telling us a little bit about your background and your company, which I understand you started with your husband, Bob Negin, and
That's
the
right.
services you offer and for small business owners.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I'll start and tell you a little bit about myself. I actually was started in retail when I was in high school, started working in fashion boutiques when I was just a high school student. And after I graduated from college with a oh-so-marketable degree in French and art history, I went back into retail and was an executive at both Bloomingdale's and Macy's. And then when I moved to Michigan, I met my husband, Bob, and he owned his own chain of toy and kite stores. So he was an independent retailer. And I had this background in department store retailing, so I started working with him and his business, kind of bringing what I had learned at these big department stores into his business. And then after he sold his business to his brother, he and I started WizBang Training. So together we kind of have the street smart, independent retail background and a big department store, trained retailer background. And we've been having a great time for almost 15 years helping independent store owners from all over the world run more successful businesses and learn the 11 essential skills that they need to master to run successful stores.
That's great. You sound like you're the perfect match.
it's great. We call it the 1-2 punch, right?
That's great.
He's got bring something and I bring something different. So together we have the complete package.
That's great.
Yeah.
When retail store owners are planning for the holiday shopping rush, I understand that one of the most important logistical considerations right up front is making sure staff coverage is adequate. When should retailers ideally begin the process of staffing up?
Well, ideally, most independent store owners will be, planning well in advance and starting to do their hiring in November. Hiring mm-hmm. and training, because training the staff is just as important as finding and hiring them. So they want to pretty much start to hire and train in November so that the staff is ready to go and fully prepared to help customers by the time the Thanksgiving Day weekend hits and the Christmas season is in full swing. So that's about the timing that most independent store retailers will shoot for.
That's great. And actually, my next question was about training, whether you recommend that retailers provide extra training for current and seasonal staff for the holidays. And it sounds like you would say yes, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Staff training is one of the most important things that any store owner can do to maximize their sales, really, because, your front line is right there face-to-face with your customers, bringing in the money or failing to bring in the money. So mm-hmm. it's very, very important that the staff is very, very well trained. Not only your seasonal staff, you do need to train your seasonal staff, but also your existing staff needs to be trained on any kind of new products that you might be bringing in for the holiday season. And also this is something we strongly believe in, great sales training. Training how to sell, especially at the holiday season, having lots of refresher courses for your staff right before the holiday season is really going to put extra dollars in the cash register every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely extra sales training for the holidays is a great thing to do.
And I know that staff can be, it's tiring with all those busy long days. How do you recommend?
It is.
Yeah. How do you recommend keeping staff motivated during the holiday season?
Well, I think that there's so many different things that you can do to motivate your staff. The one simple thing that every store owner can do right away is to make sure they stay thank you a lot to their staff and really acknowledge and praise them when they're doing something right. Just catch them doing something right because it is hard work. And by the time the season ends, you know, at December 24th, they're going to be tired. So one thing that we teach is the 10-penny trick. We tell retailers start with 10 pennies in your right-hand pocket. And 10 times during the day, try to catch somebody doing something right and say thank you and give them some praise. And every time you do, move a penny over to your left-hand pocket. Mm-hmm. So if 10 times a day during the holiday season you're saying thank you and giving praise and catching your employees doing something right, that's going to keep morale high, number one. Number two, you can do fun things like play sales games with your employees where they get a chance to earn some extra cash during the Christmas season for
always
displaying
appreciated.
Really, yeah, exactly, doing great selling behaviors. Like we have a fun game that we like to teach called Pass the Buck, where your sales staff in the morning might start out with you know, a $20 bill. Doesn't need to be, you know, a huge amount of money, but a $20 bill. And the first person to make a sale gets the $20 bill. And then the next person who makes a higher sale, a bigger sale, gets the $20. And the buck gets passed around to everybody. So the person who has the highest sale at the end of the day gets to take the 20 bucks home.
Oh, so that's great. What a fun game. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a fun, thing that the team can play together. And it's just a fun way to have fun together. And people can earn some extra bucks. There's lots of different sales, fun holiday sales games like that you can play with your team that just keep them engaged and keep them having fun on the floor with your customers.
That's great. That's good advice. Yeah. When it comes to creating a holiday atmosphere in a brick-and-mortar store, what advice do you have for small business retailers?
Physical environment you're talking about?
Specifically?
Yeah, that's right. So I think, obviously, holiday decorations in your store are always fun and always inspiring. And your holiday windows, I would point out, are a great way to bring the inside atmosphere outside and attract customers in. So there's some really fun things that you can do with your holiday windows to create a fun environment. One thing you can do, snow in your windows is always, even if you're in Florida or Texas or something, you can still do snowy windows. And snow is such a fun display prop. And one of the reasons that I like snow as an environmental kind of mood creator is that it lasts all the way through the winter. It's not just for December.
Right.
So you can make snow out of so many different things. You can make snow out of marshmallows or cotton balls or golf balls or, you know, paper snowflakes that you can have your customers actually cut out paper snowflake every time a customer comes in. Have them cut out a paper snowflake and hang it in your window. So there's so many fun things you can do with snow to create a festive environment. That's one fun thing to do.
I really like that idea. That's great because
yeah.
I like the idea that you can that it lasts more than just through, you know, the holiday season, just all winter.
Yeah, it's
very smart.
It's transitional. It goes through, you know, you can add elements to it, more holiday elements during December. You can add more, you know, Valentine's Day elements to it in February. So snow is a great thing. It's a really easy, fun backdrop for a lot of your atmosphere in your store in the wintertime.
Great. How about on the inventory front? How can retailers decide what to stock up on and when they should order?
Well, most retailers will have ordered for their Christmas selling season long before the season starts. Some of them will order as early as February and March the year before for their holiday season, absolutely. And some, you know, and almost every retailer will have ordered for merchandise to arrive in their store by September and October. So they're starting to pull in their merchandise and organize it and get it ready to go for holiday selling, you know, well in advance of the season. What people can do right now, right before the holiday season, though, is really keep a very close eye on bestsellers. And as soon as you start to see something trend, see if you can get reorders on it right away. Don't wait too long.
Right.
Get those reorders in so that as soon as you see a stocking stuffer or a trend item starting to tick up, you know, even a little bit of uptick, see if you can get reorders right away. On the other hand, same thing, if you start to see items that are not moving as fast as you thought they were going to move, take your markdowns early in the selling season. Super important that you don't let merchandise sit on your selling floor that isn't going to sell by the by the end of the holiday season. If you mark it down early, you can mark it down less and you'll sell more. So don't wait and take 60% off after the holidays. You know, take 20% off now, you'll actually sell it and you'll get more money for it. So yeah, take your markdowns early on stuff that's not moving. Yep.
That's good advice. How about for e-commerce? You know, a lot of small business owners have web search sites and they're doing e-commerce. What can business owners do to prepare their websites for the holidays in terms of appearance and functionality, or do you think they just should leave them as is?
Well, no, I think there are a couple of key things that people can do with their websites and their e-commerce sites to maximize holiday selling, and they're similar things, but I'm going to call out two particular things. One thing that you can do is remember that your customer at Christmas time is a little different, sometimes significantly different, than your regular day-to-day customer in that they are buying gifts. So you might have somebody shopping with you buying a gift for what you might consider your regular customer. So when you've got these gift-giving customers coming to your website, you need to make it easy for them to find the quote gift type items on your site. So you might pull a whole category together that are actually gift items or best-selling gift items at your store. So give them the suggestion that this is a gift, because people, you know, maybe their grandson has said, oh, this store is my favorite store to buy outdoor gear. Well, grandma doesn't know, but she might go onto the website and see the gift items on the site.
Right.
That would be a great thing that they could do, pull those gift items together. The other thing, kind of in the same way, is pull your stocking stuffers together and suggest, you know, pull those into a category and offer those as a suggested category for people to buy online, buy stocking stuffers. So just two quick things you can do to maximize your online sales.
Yeah, that's good. Those are good tips. Moving on to talk about the topic of marketing for a moment, what marketing strategies have you found most effective for retail businesses to use during the holidays?
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you my two favorite ideas. And one is the holiday preview sale, and that is where you actually are going to have a sale previewing all of your holiday merchandise, generally, you know, in advance of Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So at the beginning of November, even the end of October, you have a holiday preview sale where you offer you might do a store-wide sale for a weekend or 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or maybe you even do it for a week, depending on how aggressive you want to be. And you position the sale as a preview of your holiday merchandise. And what you'll find is you have just a huge amount of traffic. Like a holiday weekend, you'll have that much traffic. And what you're going to do is you're going to tie up customer share. So if you think about it this way, most customers have a set amount of money that they are planning to spend for the holiday season. They're going to spend $20 on Aunt Janie and $20 on Uncle Jim, and they have a budget that they have in mind. And so what you want to do is you want to get your share of that budget before Walmart and Target and Best Buy and all those folks try to put their merchandise on and sell it to them. So if you can have a holiday preview sale, get them into your store first, get more customer share, get more of each individual customer's Christmas budget, and you position your store in their mind as a great place to buy Christmas gifts. Our clients who have done this have had huge success, and what they find is most of them are worried, like, oh, my gosh, I'm just going to be taking my Christmas business and moving it earlier, it's not going to be additive. It's not going to add to my sales. But what they generally find is that their Christmas business is actually bigger, larger than before, almost always.
because people have been in their store, they've shopped, they've gotten more ideas, and they come back and buy again.
Oh, yes.
So it's fantastic. It's a Christmas preview sale, holiday preview sale is one of my favorite Christmas marketing ideas.
I like it.
The other one, the other one I really like is what we call the 12 days of Christmas, where for the 12 days leading right up to Christmas, you take one item, not a category, not your whole store. You take one item per day and you put it on sale. You do a deep discount, maybe 50% off, maybe 60% off on that one item. And you send out one email every day, the 12 days before Christmas, highlighting your one item. Now, the story holds together because you've got this whole 12 days of Christmas. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. Everybody knows the song. Everybody knows the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
So it's, this whole story holds together, and everybody's excited to see what the
next
special of the day is.
Yeah.
Now, the trick is that that one item is a traffic driver, right? The job of that discounted item is to get them into your store. But once they're in your store, your team, your sales staff has to be there ready to sell them more stuff, right?
Yeah.
So it's a great way to get lots of traffic in your store those very, very important 2 weeks right before Christmas.
Okay, so that's good to know about the timing.
Yep.
That's helpful.
Yep, we like that.
So finally, I think I'd like to wrap up by asking if you have any advice for small business owners on how to thank existing customers.
How to thank their existing customers. Oh, well, gosh, there are so many great ways that you can say thank you to your existing customers. First of all, at Christmas time, a wonderful thing to do an easy thing to do is just to send everybody a Christmas card. And not a Christmas promotion, not a Christmas mailer, not a Christmas advertisement, but just a Christmas card.
Yeah.
Thank you for being my customer. We do that at WizBang Training. We send out thousands of Christmas cards to our customers every single Christmas. Just a Christmas card. Just let them know that you care about them and that you value the relationship that you have with them in your store. So that's one great way to say thank you to customers. The other thing you can do, and you can do this any time of the year, not just at Christmas, but it's just to have a customer appreciation party. Now, you don't have to call it customer appreciation party. You can call it something fancier or nicer than that. But again, but something that's purely a gesture of giving and of thanks, not a party that you're trying to pitch them or sell them, although if they come in and buy, that's great too. But, you know, the idea is just to do something nice and throw a party just to say thank you, just like you would your friends. If you were trying to say thank you to your friends or your family, you might throw them a party. And so it's the same thing goes with your customers. So those are two great ideas, one more holiday-oriented and one idea for any time of the year to say thank you to your customers.
And who doesn't like a party?
That's right. It's fun. It's fun to have parties. Customers love it. Your staff loves it. You know, it's just a fun, feel-good thing to do.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Susan. We appreciate your time and lots of good tips.
Well, thank you. I had a great time, and hope everybody comes over and checks us out at whizbangtraining.com.
Sure. And I understand you can be reached by phone as well at 800-842-1660.
That's right. So we'd love to take their calls.
Thanks again.
All right. Thank you, Lotus. Bye-bye.
Bye.